Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 77. Today, JR asks, does it help your subconscious to go to other works that are totally different from what you were stuck on, or something similar? I could take this question in one of two ways, and so I'll do both. The first way is to ask whether when I'm blocked on one project, if it helps limber me up to go to entertainment that's completely different from what I'm doing. So if I'm doing something dark and gritty and humorless, to go and watch some Monty Python on TV, just to loosen my creative brain up. And that really depends on why I'm stuck. Sometimes hopping to the opposite end of the emotional spectrum will pop me out of whatever has bogged me down. Sometimes it'll just get in the way. If I'm having trouble getting into the headspace for a story or a book, either because I'm just starting a project or I'm coming back to it after having been jogged out of it for some reason or another, then I actually find that I like to read books and watch movies that are of the same emotional resonance as what I'm trying to produce. Because that primes my mind. It gets me subconsciously humming the right baseline to lay down my new tune. I tend to think of writing very like I think of music, so I use a lot of musical metaphors. You might have noticed. Now, the second way I could take this question is, if I'm stuck on a project and I hop to a different project in order to work for a while, does it help me to hop to something that's very different from what I'm working on or something that is very similar? And again, that really depends. I tend to hop around mostly between projects that are going already. So my selection at any given time is limited. There's only four or five at the outside. The most extreme hop I can actually do is going from fiction to nonfiction and back. And actually, I get my highest productivity when I'm writing both fiction and nonfiction at the same time. Something about engaging both sides of my brain simultaneously seems to make them both work better, which is why I'm looking forward to getting back to writing the next Everyday Novelist book here. Probably in another week and a half is when I'll start to have time again, because that should bump my fiction word count up handsomely. As far as jumping between different fiction projects, at any given point in my life, my answer to this question would be different. I've got a very promiscuous subconscious, so sometimes it wants to be in a particular emotional groove, and it's just stuck on a point of story or plot logic or something else like that, and sometimes it doesn't want to be in a particular emotional groove. And those two states of mind mean that I'll hop to different projects. But I don't really think about it that much. I just tend to go to what's attractive to me if I'm stuck. If I'm stuck on the spy novel and a Suave Rob book is really attractive to me, I'll hop over there because that's what I've got the juice to do. If a Lantham book is attractive to me, I'll hop over there. If I've got a standalone novel that's been moldering and something clicks in my brain that makes that really attractive, I'll jump to that. But I'll only think about jumping if I'm really, really stuck, or if the idea for the other book pops into my head and won't leave me alone, like it's actively getting in the way of me writing. Then I'll hop. But there's not a lot of strategy that goes into this, except in terms of setting an emotional groove. Yeah, that's the one thing I'll do deliberately. I'll put on music to prime myself. I'll watch a TV show or a film that gives me the emotional resonance, or I'll read a book that's got a similar voice to what the story is demanding of me, or if I'm writing a lot of dialect, I'll listen to things, whether it's movies, TVs, radio, podcasts, whatnot, that have a lot of the dialect I'm looking for. And that's something I do as a voice actor as well, because you learn dialect by mimicry, and so that's what I do. Anyway, My advice to you, if you're stuck and looking to jump, is jump in the direction that you're wanting to go. You're going to get more done that way than if you're trying to micromanage yourself, particularly when you don't understand your own process yet. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.